Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Send Forth Your Word Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Keisha, and I'm here in the studio with my co-host, Vanessa. Today, we will talk to you about our first topic, and it will be on the Spirit of Counsel. Stay tuned, and after this selection, we will be right on the air.
Oh,
Today, listeners, we have a very powerful topic today. We will be talking about the spirit of counsel. Sister Vanessa, are you there on the line?
Praises to the Most High. Yes, I am. I just praise Him. I just love praising Him.
Thanks. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're such a mightyful Lord. We
yes,
want to
Lord.
Start today before we go into our lesson. We want to start it off with prayer. And I'm going to ask Sister Vanessa if she would lead us into prayer.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Sister Keisha, for asking me. I appreciate that. Father, we're so grateful once again for another
Thank
day.
Lord,
Father, we're
yes,
so
yes.
grateful that you kept us safe from danger seen and unseen, Father. Not just me and my sister, Lord God, but our families, our children, our grandchildren, our brothers and sisters in the faith all over the earth, no matter what the time zone is, Father, we are so grateful that you gave us a second chance, another chance to get it right, Father. Father, we
Thank
decrease
you.
Right now that you may be lifted up. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor and all the praise. Cleanse us right now, Father, of any secret faults. For how can we ever know what sins are lurking within inside of us? Hallelujah. Praises to the Most High.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We need that. Children of God, saints, listeners, prayer is always a must.
Yes.
So as we go into our message today, we're going to be tackling the spirit of counsel today. For those who are listening who believe they have been given the gift to counsel, you will learn how it's important for you to remain faithful to God's word. And you must be willing to be careful when judging others as well as counseling. Here on Send Forth Your Word, you will hear us speak freely about the ignorance of those who still lack wisdom, knowledge, counsel, and understanding. When I speak about the spirit of counsel, I am trying to introduce to you through biblical principles why it's important to be operating under the spirit of counsel by the Holy Spirit. One of the unique facts about the Holy Spirit, about the spirit of counsel, is that those who are going to counsel others should always be equipped with the full armor of God. Let's turn to our Bibles, to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 through 13. Sister Vanessa, can you please read that passage for us today?
Yes, I will. Finally, brethren, be strong in Yahweh and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of Elohim that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Hallelujah.
Wherefore, unto you the whole armor of Elohim, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Hallelujah.
Praise God for the reading and the hearing of God's word.
Yes.
I would like to tackle just that last verse when it says, child of God, this is really where the body of Christ is right now. We are experiencing this evil day, yet many are still in bondage and running after other gods because they are still bound to principalities, rulers of darkness, in heavenly places. It is time to make up your mind who you will follow. Enough is enough.
Amen.
The Lord is saying here right now to his children, many of my people are praying wrong. They are saying, Lord, change me, but they are failing to yield to the works of the flesh. Child of God, from how it looks when we look at our world, it may appear that evil is some so more favorable that doing what is wrong is considered what's right. But we know that God says that his word, that he says that evil will not prevail. Praise Jesus. So we have to be very careful how we show ourselves to others as well. And if we're going to be counseling other people, we have to have ourselves in line with the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And as Sister Vanessa just spoke and she read the scriptures, and you always have to have your full armor of God on. You have to be armed to deal with this world and this evil day. Now, if
Amen.
You do not want to take my word for it, let me share today with you what God is trying to say by his scriptures. We must not suffer the kingdom of God to have fun, money, relationships, children, and power over others just in order to live on this earth. We must recognize that God is saying you have been warned. If you not hearken to his words, you may be forgotten. Our topic is around the spirit of counsel and the gifts of the Spirit. We are going to take a short break, and when we return, we will learn about the seven gifts of the Spirit. Please stay tuned right now. Back, friends and listeners. For those who are just tuning in to our broadcast, we are teaching about the spirit of counsel. Are you there, Sister Vanessa?
Yes, I am, Sister Keisha.
Well, great. Let's dive into the Word of God today. Sister Vanessa, we are asking
yes.
that everyone turn their Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5. This 2:11. Sister Vanessa, can you read that scripture for us when you get that?
Okay, I will. Just one moment.
No problem.
All right. Second Corinthians, verse 4. For out of much affliction and anguish of heart I wrote unto you with many tears, not that ye should be grieved, but that ye might know the love which I have more abundantly unto you.
Praise God. Praise God for the word. I wanted to ask you, Sister Vanessa, can you share with us, if we are walking after the spirit of counsel, how are we to live among our brethren?
Well, we should be walking among our brethren with love. You
Praise
know,
God.
Mm-hmm. We should be walking among our brethren, you know, with respect for one another.
You know,
nowadays, you know, I look at people, they say, oh, I'm a brother, I'm a sister in Christ, I'm this, I'm that, you know. And, you know, the fruits are nowhere to be found, you know what I'm saying? Love is the main thing, and love does not mean that, you know, when people say love, oh, that means to take advantage of you. No, that means if you're walking in love, you're strong. If you're walking in love, you have wisdom, you have knowledge. And even when you have the knowledge, sometimes we have to learn by wisdom when to share and when not to share,
right,
you know.
God. That's an excellent point. That's an excellent point. I wanted to jump in there for a second because you hit the nail on the head when you said the portion in verse 11 and going back to 2 Corinthians chapter 2 we're in, and I'm going to read out verse 11.
Okay.
Lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Now, the scripture says that he will take advantage of you. Praise God. So
yes.
One of the biggest things that we have to really deal with in this day and times is that, you know, our own sense of ignorance. You know, we need to get that out. We have to pull that out on the rug before the Lord.
Yes.
You know, we can't keep hiding it. And saying, okay, you know, we understand that that's just something we used to do in the old days, okay? This is the new. Everything, the Lord says, behold, all things are new. You know, we're supposed to be following under the Lord's, you know, word and his spirit. We're not supposed to be allowing ourselves to maintain what is called, you know, mainly people are setting themselves in a position where we can't move out of that, you know, that area anymore because we're limited. We're not limited.
Mm-hmm.
How we become
that
is so limited
true.
Is when we, as children of God, we will not study our word and we will allow the enemy to win against us in spiritual attacks by default, okay?
Yes,
and
ma'am.
By default is mainly because of your ignorance, okay? So that's why I think
it's
so important that in that scripture it says right here, this shows us why we will need the spirit of counsel in this evil day.
Yes.
God tells us that Satan will try to take advantage over us, and if we are not ignorant of his devices, he will not win.
Yes.
In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4, Paul talks about a believer will suffer much affliction and anguish, as Vanessa has said. And he urges them to not remain mad, but to reconcile themselves back to their first love. If not, they shall become deceived. If you have suffered constant defeat, there are many ways a believer can become deceived. Most believers have been introduced to many deceitful practices which keep them from experiencing a fulfilling relationship with our Lord and Savior. Let's get into the spirits, the gifts of the Spirit. There are seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. The first gift is the gift of wisdom. That is something that we all should want, is wisdom, you know. In this day and time, we should not be walking around trying to figure it out ourselves when we have a wonderful Father who will give us answers.
Yes.
The second gift of the Spirit is understanding. As we counsel people, we have to understand, you know, past what we see in front of us.
Yes.
We have to be very, very careful not to judge so quickly.
Yes.
Everybody has a story.
Hmm.
And every person deserves to be heard.
Yes.
Number three, the gift of counsel. That's what we're talking about today, you guys. Everywhere you go, there is someone that needs to be counseled. They may not have to be counseled from a biblical sense, but if you go to a store, someone needs you to tell them or give them guidance and direction. Make sure when you're giving them that direction and guidance, it's from a fruitful place. It's from the Lord. The Lord will use those times in our lives to open the door so we can minister to one another. And we can share his wonderful word and bring salvation to the lost. Number four, the gift of fortitude. We have to be very, very careful of worshiping things and idols of that kind. But we have to be grateful. Grateful for the things that God has shared with us in our lives and not to begin to make them gods. So a lot of the things that we purchase and we buy and we're acting as if, you know, we have to learn how to accept that gift, because that's a gift that is direct, is from the direct will of God, as well as the gift of knowledge. The gift of knowledge, we have to learn to educate ourselves, people. It does us no good to walk this life and say we're Christians and believers, and then we won't even gain knowledge. We're just going with the title, you know, so everybody can accept us. You know, God has wonderful, he says it in his word that he has in Jeremiah 29:11, one of my favorite scriptures. He always tells us he has a plan for our lives. How will we know his plan if we won't get any knowledge? We won't read. We won't try to seek after him. How will we get that knowledge? The other gift is the gift of piety. These are gifts that are deal directly with the will of God. I mean, unless you're really connected to God, you will not have that sincerity. You cannot. You'll be basically in rebellion against trying to have compassion for other people. And then number seven is the gift of reverence. We should always remain in a state of repentance and reverence to God. We should never get to the point where we don't want to hear God. I know there's times in our lives where we're shattered with different things and events of our lives, but once we calm down and make sense of everything, we have to go back to the throne of grace. We know that he has all control over everything. And that's what actually Paul was trying to tell the Corinthians, that he, you know, he wanted them to understand that, you know, God understands that we're going to suffer much affliction and anguish, and really in these last days. Some of us have not felt even a touch of what's going to happen, okay? They're still enjoying the fruits of all their labor, and they're still having fun out there, and they're still doing whatever they want, and then they're still saying, I'm a child of God, and, you know, just throwing God's word around very vaguely, you know? We're not saying you're going to suffer just because you're a child of God. God wants us to be blessed. He tells us in his word that he is going to come and clean us up and fix us and help us in the areas we need, but he's also going to bless us too, you know? So we just have to be mindful and not, you know, be so quick to judge other people and look down on other people. And when we have this spirit of counsel in our life and it's operating by the Holy Spirit will guide us through every area of the Spirit that we need. All these gifts, the spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and reverence, they work hand in hand. You know, it's a package. You know, and with the Holy Spirit, as wonderful as the Holy Spirit is in our lives, we sometimes fail to acknowledge that he is our guide. He's the one that helps us to make right decisions in times when we just, you know, sometimes want to just make a quick decision. And how do you feel about that, Vanessa?
Well, the Holy Spirit is my best friend. Okay.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
You know, when Yeshua said he was leaving, but he said he was leaving us a comforter and he was going to help us. I mean, he was not kidding about that, you know.
Hallelujah.
He was telling us the truth, you know. The Holy Spirit, you know, he's good. He's good because, you know, his job is to make sure that we finish this race, that we finish
this
course.
That's right. Amen.
You know, with pleasure, with presenting us so he can present God, you know, faultless, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
I talk with him all the time. He makes me laugh. Sometimes we be laughing. We be driving down the street, we
mm-hmm.
be talking, and we just be laughing, you know. You'll see, I mean, he'll start a conversation, you know, and he'll say something about something. And I say, oh, God, you're so funny. I can't believe you said that, you know. And, you know, people don't realize that the Holy Spirit is not some floating mass or something. He is really a person. Some people call him the Shekinah glory. They say it's a female. But whatever the Holy Spirit is to us all, he's good, just like God. And he will never, ever
Amen.
Tell you a lie. And you know, I just thank God for the Holy Spirit. I just love him. I love you, Holy Spirit. Praise to the Most High.
Thank you. I do as well, Holy Spirit. Thank you so much, God, for giving us the spirit of comfort, the spirit to help us and to lead us into all righteousness. Praise God.
Yes.
Now, the gifts of wisdom, understanding, counsel, and knowledge are gifts that deals with the intellect of man. So there are times where you may see other people possess these spirits, but it doesn't mean that they're spiritual filled, okay? And the gifts of fortitude, piety, and reverence deal with the direct will of God. By seeking the gift of counsel, you should receive all seven gifts by the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
While I was reading the word yesterday morning, I want to say, the Spirit of the Lord led me to Revelation chapter 3, verse 1. If you all have your Bibles, please turn to that chapter. Revelation chapter 3, verse 1. Vanessa, when you get that passage, can you read from verse 1 through 6?
Oh,
and
my,
I encourage you, my listeners and friends and people who are just tuning in right now to my co-host right here is getting ready to read from the book of Revelations.
Yes, I am ready, Sister Keisha.
Praise
okay, from
it.
The book of Revelations, chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. And to the angel of the called out assembly in Sardis write, these things says he that has the seven spirits of Elohim and the seven mm-hmm. stars. I know your works, that you have a name, that you live and are dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain, what are ready to die. For I have not found your works perfect before Elohim. Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard and hold fast and repent. If therefore you should not watch, I will come on you as a thief, and you shall not know what hour I will come upon you. You have a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcomes the same shall be clothed in white, and I will not blot out his, and I'm going to say her name too,
hallelujah.
You're going to say his name, but ladies, we are here too, okay?
We'll take it. As long as he calls our name, that's all that counts.
Right. Okay. His name out of the sefer of life. But I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the called out assemblies. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God for that word. I mean, when he had led me there, I was amazed, because I'm telling you, when I'm in my study time with the Lord, I'm always going to find something new. You know, so I encourage you, those who have gotten dry of the word and slipped away, to go back to the word, because God is so awesome to show us so many mysteries in the word of God. But right here, God is making it clear, although you have been given the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, he has not found your work perfect before him. Then he tells the church, if they fail to watch, he will come upon them as a thief in the night.
Oh,
children
Lord.
Of God, this is a warning from God.
Yes.
God describes to us how many believers are dead in the church, and by them failing to watch, all kinds of defiled practices have entered into the church, such as witchcraft and demons who are among you.
Mm.
Then he mentions those who did not defile their garments and entangle themselves in the evil practices of that day. And this is what Yah is saying, that we shall be clothed in white, for he has called them worthy. Praise God. Hallelujah. And
hallelujah.
Also, too, thank you. And let us not forget the most important of our names will not be blot out. Excuse me. I want to just say it in a way. God is trying to remind us right there that he will not blot out our names out of the book of life. And he will confess our name to his Father and before his angels. God loves you, child of God. We are just praying for you and asking God to open your eyes. This is a very crucial time. This is a very evil day.
Yes.
If you are in a church where you know that things are not right, or you feel like things are out of order, it is very important for you to go back to the Father and let him show you. Elohim, let him show you who you are in Christ Jesus. A lot of times we feel like we're nobody unless we're somebody, because someone made us the somebody. But we are somebody according to the word of God. We are God's children.
Yes.
We're not man's children. So I want you to make sure that if you're seeing things that are not right, you need to make sure it's backed up by the scriptures.
Yes.
How do you feel about that, Sister Vanessa?
Well, I agree with you totally. And if you don't mind, I have just a little thing I wanted to share here with the listeners.
Sure.
About how serious counsel is and how God looks at it. I was studying this earlier today, because one of the scriptures popped out to me.
So I'm in my
Matthew Henry commentary, and I'm going to read from the book of Isaiah chapter 30, and the scripture that I'm going to touch on here, the verse is verse 1, and it says, "Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, and that covering with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin." Now, when I read that, I said, whoa, sin to sin? So I'm going
to
read here what Matthew Henry breaks down. He says right here,
praise God,
"It was often the fault and folly of the people of the Jews that when they were insulted by their neighbors on one side, they sought for secure from their neighbors on the other side. Now, isn't that what people do? They find somebody, you know, to agree with them, and they keep looking and looking until they find somebody who will agree with them. Instead of looking up to God and putting their confidence in Him against the Israelites, they sought to the Syrians. 2 Chronicles 16:2-3. Against the Syrians, they sought to the Assyrians. 2 Kings 16:7. Against the Assyrians, they here sought to the Egyptians, and Rabshakeh upbraided them with doing so. How this sin of theirs is described and what there was in it was provoking to God. When they saw themselves in danger and distress, they would not consult God. They would do things of their own heads and not advise with God, though they had a ready and certain way of doing it by Urim or prophets. They were so confident of the prudence of their own measures that they thought it needless to consult the oracle. Nay, they were not willing to put it to that issue. They take counsel among themselves and one from another, but did not ask counsel, much less will they take counsel of me. Now, this is offensive to God. When we God doesn't make no robots now. He's not talking about no blockheads here. You know, God wants us to be able to go to the store and pick out a dress decent. You know, we don't have to pray and say, God, do I need to buy this dress? But I mean, if the dress is a little bit provocative, maybe you do. But, I mean, it gives us responsibility. But when we're dealing in weighty matters, things that's going to affect our lives, God takes it offensive when we do not bring Him in. Why? Because He's our Father. We're supposed to have a relationship with Him. I'm just going to finish this up part. It says, they cover with a covering, they think, to secure themselves with one shelter or another. Isn't that what's going on now? People are thinking they're covered, which may serve to cover them from the violence of the storm, but not my spirit, not such not as spirit. God by His spirit in the mouth of His prophets directed them to. And therefore it will prove to a short covering and a refuge of lies. They could not confide in God. They did not think it enough to have God on their side, nor were they at all solicitous to make Him their friend. But they strengthened themselves in the strength of Pharaoh. That's that same spirit. It's the same spirit running around here lying. It's the same trick. It's the same lie. They thought of Him a powerful ally and doubted not but to be able to cope with the Assyrian while they had Him for them. The shadow of Egypt, and was but a shadow, was the covering in which they wrapped themselves.
I'm going to read out of...
This is a false covering that our people are under right now.
That's so true. That is so true. It's a false covering. And why it's important, like we're talking about today, those who are just tuning in, the topic today is the spirit of counsel. We must have God's counsel. We cannot play with the world. We cannot be trying to substitute, like Vanessa was just saying, and trying to go to these other gods, these other places to get counsel or to have someone pray over us to give us some type of, covering or some type of thing to carry in our bags or telling us this is what's going to protect us. That kind of stuff may only protect you for a season if you believe in it, but you will not be protected. And I tell you, because she just said it, you will not be protected from the wrath of God. I'm going to read out of the book of Deuteronomy, and I'm in chapter 18. And for those who use other gods as their protection, this is what God just told me to read. He says, read this. For all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord.
Oh, Lord.
And because of these abominations, the Lord your God drives them out from before you. Verse 13, you shall be blameless before the Lord your God. Verse 14, for these nations which you will dispossess listened to smooth sayers and diviners, but as for you, the Lord your God has not appointed such for you. That is it. The Spirit of God is trying to tell you, if you are caught up in all forms of wickedness, practicing witchcraft of any kind, smooth sayers, interpreting omens, dealing with sorcery of any kind, practicing hexes and conjuring spells up against others for the sake of your own greed or your own success or your own happiness, the word is saying you are an abomination unto God.
Amen.
And that is what the word says. So, child of God, you need to go back, like Paul has said to the Corinthians, is that we cannot afford to stay mad. We have to be able to connect back to our first love. Mainly, you want to repent. You want to repent from those types of sins and practices. And some of these types are very actively in churches.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And they are all set up strategically to stop you, my sister and brother, from advancing into the kingdom of God where you're supposed to be.
Amen.
We're going to be covering some more of that kind of stuff in other topics. But I want to get back to the fact that God is, you know, urging us to seek his counsel. In order for you to counsel other people, you have to seek God's counsel.
That's right.
It's impossible to understand and get revelations from God where you can help someone else through you if you don't have the spirit of counsel yourself. You have not been counseled to, you have not been given the spirit to counsel.
Yes.
It is a spirit that God gives us. It's a gift of the spirit that is offered through the Holy Spirit. But some of us possess the spirit of counsel more than others. Some people have even noticed that that's their true gift, and they have walked in that gift for many years and been very prophetic and very successful. But hopefully, they are using it for the building up of the kingdom of God and not for their own success.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Because God said he's going to deal with that if they are doing it from a wrong perspective. Children of God, we are responsible. Get it right with our God, you know, before it's too late. And I truly believe God is giving us this time here to focus in on getting ourselves together, bringing those things, like Vanessa was saying, those hidden sins out to the front and saying, God, Father, Lord, deal with these things. Don't try to hold those things. Don't try to hold those things, you know, back, because you want God to deal with that sin so that you can be rid of that sin and you can be what?
Amen.
He said right here. He said in Deuteronomy, he says, you shall be blameless before the Lord your God.
Yes, Lord.
It is important for us to be blameless. We cannot be used by God if we have hidden sins, or if we're, today we're a child of God, tomorrow we're, you know, hanging out with the others, you know what I'm saying, you know,
the
world.
Yes.
And we're
right.
trying to dress like the world, and we're trying to talk like the world, and we're trying to act like the world.
Yes.
As you remember earlier in this message, it says, enough is enough. Choose this day who you will serve. Hallelujah.
Choose.
Praise God. You have to make the choice for yourself. Now, Sister Vanessa, did you have something you want to add before we get ready to go off the air?
Yes, I just wanted to add, when you read in Deuteronomy 18, and then when you read verse 4, 14, you said dispossess. But it says, for these nations which you shall possess. You know, mm-hmm. we're going to possess mm-hmm. these things, honey.
mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
possess
yeah.
them.
Yeah, but it says
you know.
There, yeah, yeah, it says that dispossess. Because
really?
The
and
Lord is saying that
possessor.
We're not supposed to possess those kinds of things, being a
right,
soothsayer
okay.
or a diviner. God does not want us to take those kinds of, like you were saying earlier, those types
oh, okay.
of coverings, because those are not God as he says it. He says it at the last part. He says, the Lord your God has not appointed such for you. Praise God. God does
Hallelujah.
Not appoint that kind of stuff for us because he does not want us to be fooled in believing into these things of this world. So many of us have been taught so early in our lives to, you know, wear certain charms and carry certain
oh,
things
yeah.
in our purses and
Such
stuff. And, oh,
deception.
you won't be harmed if you don't look at that person. You know what I'm saying? You know, I've heard,
was walking
you know,
around cursed.
It was
and paying, I'm paying people,
God.
I'm paying, I'm buying stuff, and I'm cursing myself.
Exactly.
I'm
exactly.
paying to curse
and,
myself. Oh, my God.
And you know, one of the lessons that God,
oh
you
God.
Know, shared with me this weekend was, you know, God has really been talking to me and telling me, you know, about how to stay away from people who are cursing people. You know, who
oh,
are
yeah.
saying things like,
Ooh,
you know,
Lord.
Negative things about you. And if you're in
mm-hmm.
that crowd of people, like you have people that you've known in the past. And I really can say, you know, over the years, he has really shortened my level, my number of people in my circle. But I have really, really have gotten really adamant about not allowing people to speak certain things in my life, you know. And when God showed me, if that person says anything like that to you, then you do not want, you want to rid yourself of them. You know what I'm saying? You want to get away from them. You do
yes.
not want to
and not
befriend
receive
yourself with
what they said.
And not receive it. You have to reject it. And see, right now
yes.
we're in such an evil day, like Vanessa said and I said earlier, is that people are so conniving and tricky, you know, and they'll
yes.
try to put things on you and you won't even think, you won't even recognize until it's been done.
Mm-mm.
So
nope.
that is so important why you
yes.
must
yes.
have the spirit of counsel. You must
yes.
have
yes.
the Holy Spirit, like Vanessa said, as your best friend. You must be, you must get to the point where you want to hear from the Holy Spirit more than you going to him before he can even get it out, okay? You know?
Yes.
you know? I got to see what the Father is saying about this. I got to see
yes.
what the Holy Spirit is going to say. I mean, as you develop your walk with him, I swear it will be so much better because you can see more before you just enter in, you know, child of God. I'm going to try to hurry up and get through a little bit more because we're running really out of time. Because we are living in an evil day, we must be sharp within the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit because there are many demons working hard to keep the believers from yielding to the true Spirit of the Lord. Even
yes.
in the church, you will see many counterfeit spirits and masquerading spirits. I can't wait till we get some of these topics for you guys. Therefore, I tell you to ask God for the spirit of discernment. Child of God, you can't do anything without being able to discern.
Hmm.
You will go for everything. You will fall for everything.
Mm-hmm.
You will
yeah.
pretty much
yeah.
be laid out, okay, you know, because of the fact is we cannot trust our own opinions, okay? We have to trust God's opinion.
Amen.
He knows what's
Amen.
Best for us. Do not think that just because you are a member of a church, you cannot find out that that church was like the Sardis. You know, God was talking about, he was telling them people in that church that, you know, he seen things that they did do, but the things that he seen that they didn't do, that was the issue, you know. And what he says, I know your works, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead. Praise God.
Yes.
A lot of people are in churches that they're not alive. They are dead to the works of the Lord. And
yes.
when you see this, you will see a lot of rebellion. in that church. You will see leaders that are not taking responsibility, that are not making people step down from positions that they are not supposed to have because of the sin that's still present in their lives.
Yes.
And we have to be mindful that when God shows us something, it's for our own good. Praise God. We encourage you to read your word daily and stay in prayer with the Holy Spirit about everything. Me and Vanessa, we are always calling each other off the air, on the air, talking about the word of the Lord, sharing revelations, building our faith. Some days it's good. Some days we both have to cry together. We whine, we scream. But we have went through a lot together, and you are going to learn a world of wealth behind us, a number of wealth, right?
Because
we have been through a lot, okay? And we will not stir you wrong. We will not try to. If we don't have the answers for you, we'll try to find those answers. We'll try to lead you to the right place. If we can lead you nowhere but to the Holy Spirit, we'll lead you to the Holy Spirit in prayer. I know this may sound funny, but to others, they may say that we are obsessed, but we see that we are being warned, and if we remain dead in the church, we will be forgotten by our Lord and Savior. We don't want that to be the case.
No
way, no shape.
Never.
We work too hard.
No.
We work too hard to miss out on our crown. We work too hard to miss being able to spend eternity with our Father in heaven. So I hope that you, my listeners, you, our listeners and friends, that have heard this teaching. I mean, it's so much more to counseling. We cannot cover it in 60 minutes, but trust me, get in your word and find out for yourself. Read what God's word is saying. If you have questions about certain things, go in prayer. Go in prayer. God will begin to open your eyes. Ask him for the gift of discernment. He will give that gift to you. Ask him for the gift of wisdom and knowledge to understand things. God is waiting for you to ask him. Would you like to lead us out in prayer? We only have a couple of minutes, so if you'd like to lead us out today, Sister Vanessa?
Yes, ma'am.
Praise God.
I would be honored to do so. Thank you so much. Precious Father, once again, we are always so grateful. We are always so thankful, and we appreciate everything that you do. And I just ask you today, Father, that the words that we have spoken for you on your behalf to your precious people, I pray, Father, that you would, Father, bless them not in just substance, but bless them with the spirit of counsel. Give them understanding, Father, and to seek out a relationship with you, Father. Because one of the things that I always feel is very scary to me is the book of Proverbs, and that is talking about wisdom. But in the end of that scripture, it says that they're going to call on God in that day, and he's not going to answer. And
Hallelujah.
So I pray, Father, that when we call on you, you will answer. He never said he's not going to hear him. He says he will not answer.
There you go.
So, Father,
there you go, everyone. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank
you, everyone, for tuning in to Send Forth Your Word Radio Ministry, powered by the Holy Spirit. We hope you've enjoyed our show. If you have any questions or prayer requests, please feel free to send your emails to sendforthyourword@gmail.com. We thank you so much for tuning in, each and every one of you. Feel free to comment below the show and let us know if you'd like to be a guest on Send Forth Your Word Radio Ministry. Until next time, have a wonderful day.
Amen.
Feel the rain. We feel the rain on your love.